You know, I must admit, and you may have learned by now, I've got a real weakness for gadgets, and especially really functional gadgets. There is a robotic bartender that has really intrigued me. I've got releases if they've gone onto Royal Caribbean ships and they've appeared in the UK. But pretty soon, Maker Shaker is going to appear in the Dallas area, along with Las Vegas and Atlanta, and making a big move into the U.S. The inventor of this and the CEO of Maker Shaker is Emmanuel Rossini, who joins us right now from Torino, Italy. It's good to have you with us.
So it's my pleasure being here with you all.
So where is it going to be put up? Can you announce that, the location?
I really don't know, so it's better if you don't tell it. I do not know the exact address.
Well, it seems like a big secret. So tell me about coming up with a robotic bartender. Is this about, you know, the show aspect of wanting to see a spectacle going into a bar, or is it have something to do with the shortage of labor?
So let me say that the nice thing for the final client, that is the person that drinks the cocktail, is that he becomes the bartender by its own. It's not that the robot is the bartender. You will be the bartender because you, through the app, can make the cocktail that you prefer. So you can merge different ingredients and using the robot just as your arm. But you need to be the brain because our robot does not have any taste and so he has no capacity in doing something different from merging and mixing different ingredients.
So how do I interact with the robot, with the bartender?
So there are two main ways, through the app and through a tablet that everybody is given from the owner of the place. But or you can choose a recipe from the app. That means that you will have your mojito, gin tonic, or whatever, or you will prepare by your own recipe. That means that you can mix the cocktail as you wish.
Like I say, the entertainment aspect of this is not lost on me. I remember going to the, maybe you've been there, if you go to the Zurich airport, there's a hotel there, the Park Hotel.
Yes.
And you order a bottle of wine, and next thing you know, this lady goes up on a trapeze and does all these twists and turns and ultimately comes down with wine. I end up ordering wine I never wanted just so I could see the show.
That's exactly the same. And for us, this is also an issue if you see from the opposite side, because a lot of people just go to see the show and enjoy the robot that prepared cocktails from somebody else. But the hope is that everybody also want to enjoy having his own cocktail. But the impact of the show is very, very big.
So tell me about getting this company started. Did you start this on Kickstarter? One of these sort of crowdfunding groups?
Nope, this went a bit different. We've got an inquiring, it was 1915, from Google. Google every year makes a big event in San Francisco. It's called Google I.O. And so they like it to have something for the entertainment during the event. And so they asked us to put an idea on the table. And the idea that came was to provide a robot that makes cocktails. And so we did our first prototype that was quite different from this in 2015 for this event. And we were that lucky that at the event, there was the owner of Royal Caribbean that followed in love with our prototype and decided to have it on the first ship. Done the first.
So that was your first customer was Royal Caribbean?
No, our first customer was Google.
Oh, okay.
San Francisco,
okay, yeah.
2015. But that was a show. That was not the idea to set up a company. That was just an event, and we built that robot for the event. So with different purpose. But at the event, the owner of Royal Caribbean came and drank his cocktail, and he followed in love with our robot. And so he asked us to build a robot for his cruise ships. And so we did the first, and it went that well that he ordered the second and the third. At that point, we decided to set up a startup. So we were lucky because we started with the client before having the startup. So it was very good.
But your CEO, you've got a PhD. You're head of a company that I guess is in robotics. You're making robotics for other things, not to replace bartenders, right?
No, it was our first bartender. And it was, I mean, we make a lot of robotics products in Italy with our group, but the robotic bartender came due to Google asked us something special for an event. And the owner of Royal Caribbean followed in love. And so we decided to do the first, the second, the third, and after we opened the startup. And now we have several around the world.
I see robotics
That's
are
it.
showing up everywhere. I mean, in the automobile business, pharmaceutical business, they're little tiny sort of robots on wheels that deliver food in some restaurants. And I guess that's, a result of the shortage in personnel and high costs. Why the catalyst? Is it breakthroughs in technology that are why I'm seeing more robots?
Yes. So what is happening? Let me say, robots, as you see from the shape of the robots, exist since 30 years. But the math in the back and the difficulty of fusions was very, very high. So you needed a PhD in robotics. You needed somebody like me. But now the calculation capacity of the computer is that high and that fast that the software in the back can be that strong that now whoever from a cell phone can drive a robot. So the 4.0 revolution is carrying automation everywhere. So we very, very soon will no more need a truck driver, taxi driver, not due to the engine or the steering system, but due to the capability of calculation in the computer. And so that gives accessibility to everybody. And that's also what is happening with our robot.
So are you
Because
working on?
you,
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
tell me, no, let me say, you, whoever, my mother now is able in using a robot because it becomes really user-friendly.
So you must be working on other applications beyond bartending, or is that occupying all of your energy right now?
Let me say, my personal energy, not all my energy. The energy of Maker Shaker, yes, because Maker Shaker is
That's what you do.
a company that just does robotic bartender. But we in the back are an R&D structure and now are working deeply, also in the robotics, with other food application of robots. Because as is possible to do cocktail, is also possible to do frittata, risotto, ice cream, or whatever. The concept in the back needs to remain that the final client is the cooker and is just a structured arm that makes everything and can do your hamburger as you want, rare, well done with ketchup, mayo, onion. And you just are a cooker and the robot does it in the back for you. But the concept is that the mind needs to remain your. So our robots are a support of the human being. Nothing can happen with a human being aside, without a
Well,
human being aside, sorry.
and I could robotics be perfect for risotto. Very slow, very
Yeah.
steady, turning the rice, not too fast. Well, look, I look forward to finding out exactly where we're going to see what the venues are going to be here in America, in Las Vegas, and in Atlanta, and of course Dallas. I'm told it's a multimedia entertainment venue in Dallas, so we will look forward to finding out where it is, and we'll look forward to hearing more out of you. I got a feeling we'll see more robots coming out of Torino.
I hope we will conquer with our robots. But we are growing a lot, so we as a startup are very, very happy because the market is reacting very well. And our first clients began to buy the second and the third robot. So we have 9 or 10 in Royal Caribbean. We have a client in London that bought another two. We have a client in Amsterdam that bought another. So the fact that people buy the second and the third shows us that the product is magic and it works.
It must work and not break down. Emmanuel Rossetti is the
Yes.
PhD, is the CEO of Maker Shaker. Thank you very much for the time. We enjoyed it.
Thank you. Thank you, really, to you. It has been a pleasure speaking with you.
Thanks a lot. For more of our conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.